Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, how are you guys doing? Welcome over to the channel. My name is Rob. This guy over here, his name is Matthew Tardio. And today's episode is sponsored by Atlas VPN. If you guys don't know, there's supposed to be a ceasefire. I don't know how entirely true that is. Over there inside of Israel, though, that's the last thing we did. I hope you guys also had a fantastic Thanksgiving. We have Christmas coming up, so that's always the most pleasant time of the year. It means we're spending pretty much all the money that we're making on planet Earth. So. And right out the gate, we've been going live generally every single day. We'll kick it back off again, of course, next week. But we've been pretty tied up. I don't know.
We've been tied up. We got family. We got family time too. And so, the ceasefire hit, so why not?
Yeah, it was actually kind of good timing. I say it's kind of ceasefire. I sent him something last night, which is kind of funny because I don't know what happened really from that. But the Hamas leader actually came out. He's like, hey, guys, we need to pick it up. We're getting our teeth kicked in. We got to do something a little bit differently. I mean,
they made out like bandits. They made out like absolute bandits on this hostage exchange. I'll tell you that right now, dude. They're saying they want three of their terrorists released for every one hostage they give back. So right now, the current agreement's 50 hostages going back to Israel and 150 terrorists being released by Israel.
Check that out. It kind of reminds me of the. I think that it's actually worse than what we did for Bo Bergdahl
when
the old boy came in with that. That was terrible.
Would we give like seven for that or some crap?
Yeah, but they were pretty bad, like high-level guys.
They were high-level guys. And he was a turd anyways. He should have stayed out.
He should have just kept Bo Bergdahl. Nobody wanted him back here.
No.
But
no. And I'm surprised he's still alive. I thought for sure, he's got to be in witness protection. I thought for sure that dude would be off by now. Maybe not witness protection, but, protective custody. I don't know.
Something.
Dude's a turd.
Mega. Biggest turd you ever taken, giving you biggest hemorrhoid and split your booty hole open. That's who he is. Mm-hmm. All right, so what do we actually have going on right here?
Oh, yeah, so this is interesting. So the Houthis out of Yemen shot multiple one-way attack drones at a U.S. ship yesterday. About 10 a.m., I think it was local time. They ended up shooting them over there.
Excuse me.
And, of course, the U.S. ends up shooting them out over the Red Sea. No injuries reported, but... The Houthis are at it again, targeting U.S. flagships.
I don't really understand why the Houthis think they can actually do anything. And the fun fact is, you guys probably watch this right now. You guys may not even know who the Houthis are. I don't think really anybody in the world really cares who the Houthis are. They're right now, they're like a very weak version of a terrorist organization that's just hanging out.
I'm going to call them a weak version, man. They own a massive chunk of Yemen.
Yemen is not a country where I'm like, oh my God, I feel like going to Yemen and taking that son of a... I guess anything could happen.
Dude, they shot a ballistic missile into outer space at Israel. Israel had to shoot it down out of space. Maybe not outer space, low Earth orbit. I don't know what the technical term is, but it was in space.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, they've got some shit going on. And you saw what they did with the freaking ship, right?
Yeah, I know.
We reported on that before we got off.
I
mean, come on, dude.
Whatever.
I get it. They got cool toys. They don't know what they're doing. Either way, so U.S. continuing to be targeted over there. But onto the hostage exchange and what's going on. Hamas released 24 hostages, including 13 Israelis, 10 individuals from Thailand, and one from the Philippines.
So no Americans?
Not a single one.
So we're the ones that have been pretty much like pushing the broker deal.
We've been pushing to get it brokered, but we haven't got a single one yet.
Single
lick
of nothing.
Now,
makes sense.
What's great is I have actual video footage here in a little bit of both the Israeli hostages as well, maybe some of the Thai ones. It doesn't specify which ones are being released. But I've also got ones of the terrorists being released back to Palestine.
Were they released with a green headband or no?
No, but they're smiling and happy.
I mean, I would be too.
Like, it's like you watch the video and you're like, wow, what a, kind of want to lose it when you watch this stuff. So check this out. So here is, and I think I've got a longer video right after it. But here is the video of them being released.
The parallel is about the same. And we're at 13,000 plus Palestinians dead already, 35,000 plus wounded. And those numbers are going to go up if Israel continues its assault into the southern part of Gaza, which it says unequivocally that it will.
Sorry to interrupt you. We're just seeing these pictures that are coming across our screen there with what are that group of hostages that are now being transferred into these ambulances. And these are pictures just coming into our newsroom. We're seeing them together for the first time. And those were the ambulances that we were talking about just a couple of minutes ago that are on standby. But there we just saw the first person, the first image of a person, an elderly woman, being holding her arm and her hand as they
This reporter is sucking.
He's terrible. This guy's terrible.
Yeah, he's sucking. But either way, there's the video footage for you of them coming out.
I'm sorry, but that was like, they got really...
Yeah, but on the flip side, this is reported to be some of the Palestinian terrorists getting released, going back over there. Look at these guys' face. Look at that kid blowing kisses. And again, fighting age males probably done some dirty things that ended up getting picked up. They're not innocent. They're in jail for a reason. But look at how happy they are going over. So we hear we're releasing young fighting age males in exchange for 80 and 90 year old women. You know what I mean? And they're happy about it. Like, hey, we kidnapped a bunch of chicks, older women. No Americans. Again, we talked about it. No Americans being included. This is apparently buses rolling across the border checkpoint. What it looks like from stuff that I saw was that they ended up meeting up with like the Red Cross. Like the Hamas terrorists ended up meeting up with the Red Cross, exchanged them onto these ambulances, buses, and then they pulled them across the border.
So Hamas is directly connected with the Red Cross, is that what you're trying to say?
Well, I think that's how it was brokered. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah, we're not going to have the IDF meet you. We'll let the Red Cross do it. But can you imagine the balls on those Red Cross agents, you know, like going over there? Like,
yeah, I mean, the bigger...
Because, I mean, you could essentially get kidnapped doing that as well.
The exact same thing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Freaking wild. Freaking nuts. All right, and then, of course, everybody's now freaking kicking jokes at the White House. I don't know if you've seen that or not, but the White House came out with a video, and they were so proud that, you know, they brokered this deal and everything else. And you go down through the comments section, it's like, dude, where the hell are the Americans? You're going to do this. Why didn't you release the Americans? And the reason is, what everybody, I mean, knows and believes to be true, is the fact that Americans are great bargaining chips. You know, hold on to them. They're going to be good bargaining chips in the future.
Oh, 100%. I mean, that's a very good, that's an amazing point. Why would they want to release people from America first?
No, they wouldn't.
There's no need to.
Good bargaining chips.
No.
So here's the Red Cross right up over here, and then Hamas is going to be on the left, like when it scores. Red Cross, Hamas. They're out there with their AKs. That's all we get. I mean, not a lot of information came out. I was actually really happy to be able to find the ones they did. Here's other images and whatnot going on of some of the first 13 that ended up getting released. And let's take a look at what we have. Look at who they did. A bunch of old, elderly females.
Like, imagine you, as being a terrorist, like, you go in, that's who you take.
Yep.
You just go in, you're like, yo, you're taking somebody's grandma. That's who they're literally getting. They're grandmas. They're getting rid of grandmas for men that are fighting age males, and they're giving like 5-1. Was it 5-1 or 3-1? 3-1.
3-1 is what was agreed.
Oh, on. My God.
Yeah. Can't make that ish up, bro. Can't do it at all. Here's another one.
You sound so excited about this.
I mean, I'm happy. Like, dude, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm happy they're getting released, but it goes back to what I was saying before of like, what's going to happen? Right? We get 50 back in return, and then, okay, cool, we go back to fighting. Well, what if Hamas decides it's going to give out 60 and then get an extra day, and then 70 and get an extra day? And then the final day, they kick out 5 hostages. And Israel's like, you're supposed to give us 5 more. And they're like, that's what we got. Like, do you want bodies? Or, like, you know, like, how well is that going to turn out? It's just going to make the situation worse. And I've got other shit I'm about to show here in just a minute. How we just talked, and we're like, look, if this happens, if there's a ceasefire, we know Hamas is going to shoot at them. Hamas fighters, Hamas affiliated fighters, we know, like, it's decentralized. There's no way they're going to be able to control their people. It's a terrorist organization. Even Hamas said it couldn't control its own people when they went across the border into Israel, and they weren't supposed to do what they did. So they're already shooting back at Israelis. I promise you, they probably are. Israel's like bombing back. I've got a video here.
What is this? It looks like a jail or something.
It's another border cross.
Oh, border crossing? Is this Hamas side, or what do we have going on here? These guys look
Israeli.
Yeah, these guys look a little bit more a little bit more prepared.
Yeah.
They got their knee pads on.
Got knee pads. I'd be so pissed if I had to get drafted up for that.
Did you get the video that I sent to you? It was like 9 minutes long.
I've got it here at the end.
Is it? I don't even know what it is. Is it good or what?
It's pretty good. It's really good. We're gonna. Yeah, that's what we're gonna.
Is it? What is a good one?
That's what we're gonna finish this episode off with. I've got it stacked over at the end. So here we go. Here's some more terrorists being released. Yay! We can wage jihad again. Yay! Now I can grow more sons to be martyrs. Yay! Happy day. Praise to be Allah.
Is it rude that I can smell that room?
No, it's not.
Is it rude that I can no. I can actually physically smell that room just sitting here looking at it. Just I could
oh man.
I could smell it. What is this?
I forget why I even bothered putting this in there. Rep Dean Phillips here. Let's give it a listen. There's a reason I put it in.
Years ago, the fact that a terror organization will not release 200 humans in exchange for the preservation of life of the people they ostensibly represent is appalling.
But
by
what
the
will
way,
you...
this is a failure of Abby of the past.
But what will you do about it is my question. What would you do if you were president? What would you do to change that?
Just like I proposed, release the 200 hostages. There will be an immediate...
Hamas has to do that. So how do you
Hamas has to do it because... How do you get Hamas to do it?
Yeah.
You make the... This is exactly the presentation. Release 200 hostages, an immediate ceasefire, a multinational security force to maintain security for all Palestinians in Gaza that eliminates Israel's responsibility.
Okay, now I know why you put this in there. That guy is an absolute idiot.
He's an idiot.
What's this guy's name? His name is Dean. Was it Dean Phillips? So Mr. Dean Phillips,
presidential candidate.
He's a president. He has absolutely no idea what he's talking about. He wants to create a. This is laughable. This is actually super laughable. I wish he was sitting right here. I would have laughed at him if I was there. But what are you talking about? Are you an idiot?
He's out of his dang mind, man. And all of them are. Like, none of them understand how this stuff works. So they just think that, like, you know, that a ceasefire is going to work.
Hey, you know what? Terrorists, hold on. Ceasefire, you're going to have to work with Israelis. You know what you have to do? You also have to create a security force like you have already. You know, Hamas is a security force of the Palestinian people. So I don't know if he wants to actually say that out loud, but let's go ahead and state that. That's exactly what it is. And this son of a guy wants to create a multinational security force to hold off
to solve the problem. Yeah, good luck, home slice.
Hey, yo, how did Afghanistan work?
So good.
How did Iraq work?
So good.
Let's do it in Palestine.
No, wipe them off the map. Like, enough with the nation building and the trying to be like, just get rid of them, man.
I'm sorry, but you guys got to admit, this is kind of, that one is, that's a good clip. That's actually really good. But you guys know what? If you guys are sitting at your house right now and you guys don't have Atlas VPN, you guys got issues. This is the best VPN deal on the market right now. You guys get to enjoy the most affordable online protection with just $1.70 per month plus 6 months extra, which is a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you guys don't know, I mean, think about it. You get a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's only $1.70 a month, and you guys get 6 months extra. This is so great. And you guys don't know, it's not just a VPN. It blocks all malicious links, ads, and trackers and notifies you when someone is trying to steal your data. If you guys can access certain type of shows, like when I was in Belgium, my wife wanted to watch a certain show, flipped on Atlas VPN and she could watch it. I think it was like Grey's Anatomy or something. Mm-hmm. It was some type of one of those kind of shows. Anyway, you can watch anything like Friends or any legendary show that's on Netflix while being abroad. Flip on Atlas VPN and they got you covered. And you guys can enjoy the Black Friday price cut right now because Atlas VPN Premium is just $1.70 per month plus 6 months extra with a 30-day money-back guarantee. My God, that is amazing. You guys must take advantage of this deal. That's less than a cup of coffee a month, and you guys can enjoy everything that comes with Atlas VPN. Now, this Black Friday price cut is happening right now. Atlas VPN Premium is just $1.70 per month plus 6 months extra with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So protect your privacy and get many, many benefits of Atlas VPN for a ridiculously low price. You guys can take this deal by clicking the link at the very top of the description or go check them out. Just scroll down, click it, and go there, guys. It's super, super easy. Be quick about it. It's very limited. So go check them out. Thank you so much to Atlas VPN for sponsoring today's episode.
Yeah, you know who else needs a VPN? Folks that do a lot of traveling through airports.
100%.
Like everything. If you're logging on to the airport Wi-Fi and you don't have it, this is Atlas. I don't care who. If you better have a VPN, man, because that's how your stuff's going to get stolen.
So just why not FYI. check out VPN. Atlas VPN? Is that easy? It's $1.70 a month. The link is at the very top of the description. So we got map update here, honestly.
Here's a map, my friend. Yep, so here's your map update. This came out as of 23 November, so it's about a day stale. But again, they've been in a ceasefire. So all of Gaza City is pretty much surrounded on every front. They've joined up, and they've gone over and cut it off, and they're prepped and ready to just roll and crush Gaza on every front.
I'm actually really happy to see this. So we have Jambalaya on the very top. We got the eastern side of Gaza, which is effectively cut off because, guess what, if you push a little bit farther east, guess what, you're hitting Israel, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, there's no point. It's pretty much cut east. Out. Israel owns that side anyway. So
right now it's effectively cut off, and I would assume if the ceasefire actually doesn't go through the weekend, which, I mean, I told you guys at the very beginning of this episode that we saw, or I had stated that old boy himself, the Hamas leader, actually came out and said, yo, hey, guess what, we're going to we need you guys to actually pick up the fire because we're getting our teeth kicked in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're losing. Pick it up, guys. Stop being cowardly. Well, no, the issue is that, well, they are cowards. But they don't have the means to fight a formidable military. They just have this mindset, like, they can shoot rockets all day from inside their nice little safe apartment complex because they know the return fire is not going to happen because they're going to kill a bunch of civilians if they do so. But now, all bets are off. Israel's like, you know what? Screw you. But we're gonna start dumping stuff on you we're tired of this, and that's what's happening. They're just getting dumped on, and I'm loving it.
They are dumping on them.
I'm loving it. What's McDonald's?
Da, 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 da.
They're getting McDonald's on that ass. What do we got going on here?
So I believe I talked about it on this channel before. Like, look, even if a ceasefire does get agreed upon, the issue is going to end up being Hamas is going to shoot at Israel. Israel's going to then shoot back to defend themselves. People are going to tape it, and then they're going to complain that Israel is out there violating the ceasefire agreement. Yeah. They can't be trusted, and the hostage exchange is going to start going to crap. Yeah, and that's exactly what this post is. Here's your humanitarian pause, a ceasefire. Are you surprised by a terrorist country that has committed war crimes and failed to acknowledge humanitarian laws? IDF soldiers are cackling with self-satisfaction when bombs innocent children in Gaza. This is genocide, pure genocide.
Kind of looked like a controlled debt to me.
It did.
I mean, but this is just, that's the
again,
problem is people.
This is what's going to go out there.
They just don't have an idea what they're talking about. That's a 100% of controlled debt. You want to run through a controlled debt real quick in lamest terms, as lame as you could possibly get it.
Yeah,
controlled debt.
You take a precise amount of explosives on a particular target, hook it together with a command detonator, and back up to a safe distance, and make sure that nobody's in the area that should be. You cordon off the area, make sure nobody enters within the minimum safe distance, and clack it off.
And that's it. What they're inside, they're exploding, is probably going to be IEDs, munitions, and stuff that the enemy was using against
them.
Yeah,
it's probably a cache, something like that. There's a rather large explosion. You can see multiple going off, like if we go back. But again, it doesn't really matter what actually. Yeah, you can 100% see that. You can see multiple blasts.
So it is.
So when you set everything up on a ring main and you clack it off, what you end up seeing is one simultaneous explosion because it goes off simultaneously, pretty much, as far as the naked eye is concerned. What you see over there is you see multiple things clicking off, like all relative, those are what are called sympathetic detonations, which would be a controlled detonation. So
it's just, you see the stuff on the internet and it gets a tons of retweets and people are like, my God, you're so stupid. You have no idea what you're talking
about. But the deal
is
that it's an information war, and that's what they're doing their best to win. They're doing their best to win an information war.
They're pretty good. I mean, people are blocking off roads, they're blocking off cities, they're busting, like they're just. Like people just
doing their best to lie about every single thing they can do.
And they do.
100%.
What do we got going up here next?
This is my favorite, right? So this goes into all the naysayers. So Israel over the last several days has done a really good job releasing videos of the trenches and tunnel systems, the tunnel systems that they're coming across. And this guy in particular, I'm not sure why he's all of a sudden the new fit. Wasn't he the one with like the busted forehead we saw that one day?
I don't remember. I really forget.
Either way.
We're now outside a street which is parallel to the Shifa Hospital, and it goes, the tunnel system that we saw underneath the Shifa Hospital gets until this house. I want to show you it.
So the tunnel systems from the Shifa Hospital go to this house.
Meow.
Cat's living its best life now.
We're entering the house. We're entering the house now. We're entering the house. In this house, it's a regular apartment. It's a regular apartment. In this apartment, you have gear and equipment. We're entering the room. Okay, you can see the board. It's like a classroom inside a house. You have the warriors here. Our warriors here are working on the tunnel shaft, and then you can see the tunnel shaft. It was covered with the floor. We had to remove the floor.
No way.
And understand this tunnel shaft. Now we're going down inside the tunnel shaft. Just imagine how people are building tunnels underneath a home.
Like, how big of a turd of a fighter do you have to be to get a tunnel directly into your house?
And here you can see.
It's kind of like a door.
Oh, wait till you see this next one.
And the tunnel goes. And then you can see the structure that we already seen of the staircase, a spiral staircase going down into the tunnel that we saw outside the Shifa Hospital. And this direction also brings us to areas which is different from the Shifa Hospital, meaning one direction goes to the Shifa Hospital, other directions go to different places, a different location where the terrorists
like
can
wild.
Move using the safe haven, the human shield of the hospital, the human shield of those regular houses, providing them shelter, held by civilians, and they choose it in the most barbaric and cynic way.
Damn, they should let me go over there and teach you how to film just a little bit.
I know, it's so freaking irritating.
Just a little bit. Like, it's like another. It's like a bunch of wieners. I'm looking at, like, look. Literally just a bunch of wieners and chest. And then maybe he doesn't want to show their face.
But, I mean, it's just, it's so frustrating. Like, yeah. One, they need to just get a dedicated camera guy to follow that man around. But two, that's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild. All the freaking naysayers about all these tunnel systems. Now, this one's great. So,
street, meaning this is a way that goes out.
Oh, yeah, this is one I haven't watched yet.
We are talking about a tunnel, which is more than this, only this specific area is more than 300 meters of a tunnel. So this area goes directly outside of the hospital, approximately to one of the areas outside, maybe a mosque, maybe an apartment. It's blocked. It's blocked and sealed. They knew that we were going to come here more than a month ago, and they sealed it. And now we're going to see the infrastructure of the tunnel. This tunnel is a complex tunnel. It's not the ones that we know. It's more convenient for a long living, like you have toilets and you have rooms.
Like, they put tile on the walls in that thing.
Rooms that were built in order to contain people. But this room is an operational room that had communication with electricity provided from the sources of the hospital, meaning the hospital is providing electricity. This room was evacuated, all the gear was evacuated. I guess it was evacuated when they knew or understand that we're going to enter into Shifa Hospital.
Like, is this enough for those stupid people that denied it to be like, yeah, clearly there was some sort of higher command center there? You know what I mean?
See,
you've got toilets, rooms. I think this is a kitchen.
Inside the tunnel, you can see a small kitchen.
Yep. Like,
so
we bro.
Provide them food, water, etc. All these facilities of water and food are coming from the hospital, meaning they're using the hospital infrastructures. They're using the hospital infrastructures in order to provide this terror mechanism to stay alive.
I don't believe it, man.
Survive.
Israel had to have built this in the last couple days.
I wish that they would have hired somebody with a decent camera instead of cell phone footage to do this.
Yeah.
More rooms.
Look at this.
This is a room. Yeah. Where you can sleep. It may command control. It also has an air conditioning. This air conditioning goes above the hospital. One of the reasons that allows us to understand this complex is we found the engine or air conditioner, of course, outside, next to the Qatari compound, inside the hospital, electricity, full electricity. The gear that was inside here was evacuated before we entered, but look at the ceiling. This is not just
It's not just a regular tunnel. This is a high facility compound. Or so, more toilets here.
That's wild. Like, not even a Haji squat toilet.
No, like an actual...
Like, yeah. An actual sit-down toilet, man. With tile bathrooms, dude.
Of course, they tried to seal it. They tried to seal it also with sand and other components that we will not be able to enter here. We evacuated the sand. We opened up those entrances so we can go in, but they tried to ruin this tunnel in order for us not to be able to enter.
It is a hell of a tunnel, I ain't gonna lie.
Right, dude. I mean, we're talking hundreds of miles of this crap. You know how long it's gonna take them to finish clearing the city out?
You know what's kind of crazy? I wonder how much.
The stairs here going down.
I wonder how much fighting's actually taking place in any tunnels.
A lot.
I mean, do you think there's actually been actual fighting in tunnels?
For sure. That would suck too, man.
All this electricity compound, all this electricity gear, of course, comes out from the hospital. The hospital provides, in that sense, electricity to this terror mechanism of the tunnel.
OSHA would not approve. Yeah, there's electricians like right now just like jamming on their keyboards. Arches, like, that is so unsafe.
The arches are a unique technique by Hamas building the tunnels. It's something that was designed in the last 15 years. This unique every area that we see arches are, we understand that it assembled, that it has a tunnel next to it. This is how we revealed some of the tunnels. So it's a unique structure of Hamas tunnels in the last 15 years.
Like, this is going to turn into an amusement park afterwards. You know that, right?
I don't know what they're going to do with this, to be honest with you. It's kind of like the Atlantic Wall to me.
Yeah, you don't get rid of it.
The warriors took time to make sure that this area is not booby-trapped. We were worried that, it was booby-trapped. Cleaning this area, opening it so we can go inside, was a huge task for the forces of the special units that were here.
I'm actually kind of shocked that a lot of them haven't been booby-trapped, to be truthful.
I'm sure they've found plenty.
Where the warrior is standing here, it goes directly to the street, meaning it, again, goes out from the hospital to the north side of the hospital, where we found another tunnel which has an elevator, like the Rantisi tunnel, and it goes up and goes out, so it's all a tunnel systems that ends in the hospital. It's a mechanism of a tunnel system that ends in the hospital. Now we're gonna turn left and go out again in the hospital just to see the size of the tunnel.
Yeah, dude, like you gotta.
This is the blast door, the one that we opened. Where we have seen in the movie that we reached to the blast door, we took us time to open it. We were making sure it's not booby trapped. These blast doors allows them to prevent blasts by our air force, meaning it can maintain the preservation of parts of the tunnel to be protected, and also it's part of fighting. So if an enemy reach to the door, you can fight him through the door. So it's a really sophisticated mechanism in that sense, designed to fight. And all this mechanism above us is a hospital. Above us, patient, wounded, doctors, all being a human shield for this tunnel system here at Shifa Hospital.
There's not tunnels there, man. I don't believe it. There's no way.
I give them props to make the tunnels as tall.
Yeah, I mean,
electricity, you see, is the electricity that provides the communication, the command and control, meaning from those tunnels you can command and control all the terror mechanism waging war outside in Gaza. This is why all the battalions commander, all the senior commander terrorists came here to command the operation, went outside, went back to the hospital to do command and control.
Like, not surprising, though. You know what I mean? At all.
This is the way out with the stairs. This way out, when we entered with the bulldozer, all the sand fell down. So it's not now it's not available to go out. But we will show you, because you remember the movie that we showed with the drone.
That's wild, right? Absolutely wild. They got all that shit underneath that hospital.
Yeah. That is...
It's wild.
That was well reassuring. I mean, a lot of people claim that that's not a real thing. I'm kind of glad they put that out there.
No, they should, especially to that extent. Here's another one that they ended up shooting. And if you back it up to the beginning, it shows there's the hospital... And then they go in between. And again, they're all dug out. That's the only thing I'm kind of confused on how they dug. But I'm assuming it's based on some intel that they had like a ways back. But look at how much they had to dig that sucker out.
I wonder what was on top. Because, I mean, for them to dig it out,
they had to known, you know what I mean, to dig in that precise location. I feel like a lot of that is kind of what we're seeing. But they end up finding it. And there they go. Other location.
God, their inability to accurately film.
Yeah.
To film is crazy to me. I mean, yeah.
And this looks like the one they were just walking us through.
It actually does look exactly like, it is exactly like that. But I mean, the way that they film is just, my God.
Yeah, it's really...
We can do much better.
Yeah. So here's some feel-good stuff I ended up finding. This is a journalist that was kind of roaming through the Gaza Strip and he ended up finding his kid that's fighting for the IDF. Because you got to have some feels, you know? Got to make it feel good. That'd be pretty rad to be able to do that.
Damn.
I was excited just to see some of my buddies on like my last couple tours, you know, that I'd known for a while. That yeah. Happened to be in theater and were able to meet up. I can imagine meeting your kid over there. That's wild. That's wild. And of course, to close it out, we have this lucky SOB.
Yeah, this guy caught a 7.62 round in the
Book of Psalms that he was carrying in his flak. Supposedly.
Yeah, cool.
But what's crazy is you look at it and it's like obviously not a very thick book and how much paper just kind of pushed away. So that thing had to have been going real slow or it had to have gone through something else and just not flatten out before it hit it. But either way, that's a happy dude right there. I tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I hope you guys had a fantastic Thanksgiving. I appreciate you guys hopping on here tonight. I appreciate everything you guys have done for this country. We'll catch you guys probably back on Monday because that's pretty much the way it goes. I got to hang out with my daughter. He's got to hang out with his kid. So I love you guys. Thank you so much. Go check out the sponsor building for the top description. Other than that, we love you guys. We're out.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.